Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend John Bradbury. John is a guy who works hard helping companies like yours and mine put their best foot forward. He has many small business clients that he's trying to help them have the maximum opportunity to be successful. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, and he's a great member of our Brain Trust. John Bradbury, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Hey, John, one of the things that I know you're working on with your clients these days is the trying to help them recognize that there's a force out there that's made up of a number of components, and they're things that I guess the best way to describe them, and I think you've described them this way, are limiting factors, things that are... I think if we were economists, John, we would call them headwinds. Like unemployment is a limiting factor of the economy. The housing industry is a limiting factor in the overall economy. Those kinds of things. Leadership, maybe lack of leadership in various areas, is a limiting factor. What do you think about that?
That's exactly right. Business owners run very fast, and what I try to do is help them come up for air and remove themselves for a moment from the management tasks, the phone calls, the emails, and try to look at their business as an entire system, as a whole. And think about, I believe that a business, just like a person, that the natural state of a business is health and growth. If certain conditions are in place and if any limiting factors are removed, growth happens naturally. And so what we do is, it's almost as if you could hold your entire business in your hands, like a basketball or something, and rotate your business and look at it through different lenses and think about, is this, through this lens, what is enabling the growth and the healthy operation of my business, and what's getting in the way? Is there a pinch point, as like a kink in a hose?
So you're saying maybe you move around to one window or one viewpoint, and it would be from your employees' viewpoint. Another one would be from your vendors. Another one from your banker. And of course, the big one would be from the customers. Are you saying
that's right?
Are you saying try to see your business from all those angles, and from those vantage points, you'll see the good, the bad, and the ugly?
Well, that's right, and you'll see opportunity. You'll see opportunity to remove obstacles at times, and if you can do that, just as if you remove an obstacle from a pipeline, business then flows through your company more smoothly. So, the big areas for me are the market and the customer base, as you talked about, and we can talk about these in the next segment, the math or the financial piece, yourself. Are you the limiting factor?
Are you in your own? Are you unable to get out of your own way?
Exactly, and then into what I call execution, in terms of the factors that drive healthy execution, teamwork, communication. Are those getting in the way of delivering your service in a way that's profitable?
There's something I was just thinking about as you were talking about this, John. If you put a full length mirror against the wall, and you stand in front of it, let's say 6 feet away from the mirror, you can't see very much on either side of you. If you put an employee 8 feet to the right and a vendor or a customer 8 feet to the left, you can only see yourself, but they can see each other.
That's right.
They can see each other from their vantage point in the mirror. They can see each other, and you can't see either one of them. And so they've got a view that you don't have.
That's right. This process is akin, or like, it's like going into the dressing room mirror where you can see yourself from all angles.
Right.
And yeah. If multiple people are in there, and of course everyone mm-hmm. can see everyone.
So folks, we're talking about limiting factors. These are headwinds. These are things, and the thing about it, John, is every small business owner knows about all these, but they mm-hmm. take them on sort of in a crisis management method, meaning whenever one pops up, they slap it down or deal with it. And what we're going to talk about when we come back is how to be a little more systematic about this, folks. How to be a little more proactive. Go ahead, John.
Get to the root cause.
Bingo.
Or the root enabler.
And rip out that root so that you don't have the crisis management, which will take you down, folks. I'm John Bradbury, and I will be right back. 20 till. Stay with us.
Still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.